This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Newly elected Rashtriya Swatantra Party's office bearers take oath. German embassy rejects claims of diplomatic rift over Nepal passport probe. And farmers worried in India as India records driest June in over a decade. Now the news in detail. The newly elected office bearers and central members of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, officially took their oath of office and secrecy today at the party's central office in Banasthali. The ceremony formally constituted the party's new leadership structure following its first national convention in Chitwan, swearing in 99 elected central committee members alongside six top officials, including vice chairs Dr. Swarnim Wagle and Sobhita Gautam and General Secretary Bipin Kumar Acharya. The German embassy has rejected reports of diplomatic tensions over Nepal's electronic passport procurement dispute, clarifying that recent high-level talks in Berlin were routine diplomatic engagements rather than a formal reprimand. In a statement addressing what it characterized as misleading coverage, the embassy emphasized that the Nepal's chargé d'affaires was invited to a meeting at the German Federal Foreign Office, noting that an invitation carries distinct meaning in diplomatic protocol compared to a formal summons. The embassy confirmed that no protest notes or official documents were handed over and no warnings were issued regarding the potential consequences for bilateral relations, reaffirming a constitutional commitment to the independence of the judiciary. Officials reiterated that the embassy maintains a strict policy against commenting on active court cases. The clarification arrives amid a 7.75 billion rupee corruption case filed by Nepal's anti-graft body against 18 individuals, including local passport officials and representatives of German technology firms Veridos and Mühlbauer, over alleged procurement irregularities. While legal proceedings continue in Kathmandu's special court, Nepal's Ministry of Foreign Affairs has dismissed reports of a diplomatic rift and authorities have deferred further project decisions until mid-July. The government of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has granted a royal pardon to 33 Nepali inmates on the auspicious occasion of Ramadan 2026. The pardon was granted following a formal request made by the government of Nepal through its embassy in Riyadh. The government of Nepal has highly appreciated this kind gesture as a reflection of the long-standing friendship, goodwill and cordial relations between Nepal and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the inmates will return to Nepal upon completion of the due legal and administrative processes of Saudi Arabia. This humanitarian gesture comes at a time when Saudi Arabia continues to serve as a primary hub for Nepalese seeking overseas employment. According to recent data released by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, there are currently 384,865 Nepali citizens legally employed within the kingdom, making it one of the largest destinations for Nepal's foreign workforce. The Embassy of Nepal in Brussels, Belgium, in partnership with seven Asian nations, the United Nations Office in Brussels, and the Buddhist Union of Belgium, hosted a high-level diplomatic gathering to commemorate the Day of Vaishak at the UN House. The historic event represented the first official joint observance of the sacred day at the United Nations headquarters in Brussels. Established under UN General Assembly Resolution 54/115 to honour the birth, enlightenment and the passing of Lord Buddha, the annual commemoration was co-sponsored by Nepal and is observed across global UN missions. Distinguished international delegates, European lawmakers and regional diplomats addressed the gathering, reflecting on the modern relevance of Buddhist principles in navigating contemporary global crisis and geopolitical uncertainty. led by Nepali Ambassador Sewa Lamsal, alongside diplomatic representatives from Bhutan, Cambodia, Laos, Mongolia, Myanmar, Sri Lanka, and Thailand. The program paired former policy discourse with spiritual practices. The agenda featured a guided meditation session focused on deploying compassion within international diplomacy, an animated presentation on the life of Gautam Buddha, and an expert-led academic panel examining collective regional strategies for social harmony and diversity. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces in the country today as the monsoon remains active across Nepal. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the monsoon system is particularly active over Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpaschim provinces. Skies are expected to remain generally to fully cloudy nationwide throughout the day, according to the weather service. Light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at many places in the hilly region of the country and at a few places in the Tarai flatlands. At present, scattered rainfall is occurring in parts of Bagmati, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpaschim provinces, with isolated showers in Kosi province. Similar weather conditions are expected tonight, with light to moderate rainfall and thunderstorms continuing in the hills and isolated showers in the Tarai. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. India has recorded its driest June in 12 years and the fifth driest since nationwide rainfall records began in 1901, according to the country's weather department. The India Meteorological Department has also forecast below normal rainfall for July, raising concerns over the progress of crop sowing this year. Government data shows the area planted with summer crops until the end of the June is down by nearly 23% from the corresponding period in 2025, while rice sowing falling by a quarter. Millions of farmers rely on seasonal monsoon rains to sow their crops, and a shortfall significant delay affects their output. Data released by the Federal Agriculture Ministry showed farmers had sown summer crops across 18.27 million hectares till 30th of June, down from 23.65 million hectares during the same period last year. India's main summer crops include rice, pulses, coarse cereals, oil seeds, cotton, sugarcane and jute. These crops depend heavily on the southwest monsoon, which normally provides about 70% of India's annual rainfall. Now sports football. In the latest round of 32 action, co-host Mexico broke a 50-year knockout curse at the Mexico City Stadium by cruising past Ecuador 2-0 thanks to goals from Julian and Raul Jimenez. Meanwhile, France advanced smoothly to the round of 16 of the FIFA World Cup 2026 as Kylian Mbappe netted a vital brace in a dominant 3-0 victory over Sweden. And Erling Haaland's Norway kept their tournament run alive by fighting through to edge past Ivory Coast 2-1. The single elimination tournament moves directly into its next high-stakes phase over the coming hours. Later tonight, England will look to keep their championship dreams alive when they face off against the Democratic Republic of Congo, followed by Belgium taking on Senegal in Seattle, while the United States wraps up the round of 32 matches in California against Bosnia and Herzegovina. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Newly elected Rashtriya Swatantra Party's office bearers take oath. German embassy rejects claims of diplomatic rift over Nepal passport probe. And farmers worried as India records driest June in over a decade. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.